With LifeStride women's shoes, you get remarkable styles and sizes from 4 to 12 at remarkably low prices. So hurry into Ken Fabian's LifeStride women's shoes this week at the Green Tree Mall in Clarksville.
It's 10:31. I'm Beth Merrill, News Radio 84 WHAS. A J-Town man is being questioned about a hit-and-run fatality this afternoon. Police say they are questioning 50-year-old Michael King. However, he has not been charged in the incident. 28-year-old Thomas Miller died of multiple injuries at University Hospital. He was walking south on Dixie Highway and was hit from behind. Governor Jones toured the flooded fields of far western Kentucky today. He plans to ask the president to include that area in the federal disaster declaration. President Clinton says the White House will be aggressively working with the governors of flood-stricken states to make sure they get the aid they need. The president has requested $2.5 billion in flood relief, but he says the damage estimates could go as high as $10 billion. And another Clinton cabinet nominee is in confirmation trouble. A Senate committee has postponed confirmation hearings for Dr. Joycelyn Elders, President Clinton's choice for Surgeon General. The White House had earlier announced its own investigation of financial matters surrounding her. The WHAS Color Radar weather forecast for meteorologist Chuck Taylor. Humid tonight with scattered thunderstorms and a low of 72. We have clouds and 74 degrees. This is Beth Merrill, News Radio 84, WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
This is meteorologist Ken Schultz with some chilling news on these hot summer days. 84 WHAS is giving away round-trip air transportation for two to Alaska. To win, just predict the date the temperature will drop to 60 degrees officially at Standiford Field. Air transportation provided by Continental Airlines, a welcome difference to New York and 195 other destinations, including Anchorage. Send your postcard entry to Weather Contest, 84 WHAS, Box 3486, Louisville, 40201. A drawing from all correct entries will determine the winner. And for accurate, dependable summer weather forecast, keep it here on your official weather station, 84 WHAS.
Hello, Terry. Is that you?
Hello, Mr. Metz. How are you, sir?
Terry Miners, it's good to hear from you, my friend. I remember when you came to work here.
Well, the first day I came to work there, the first man to came up and talk to me was Milton Metz. I remember coming into the halls of WHAS thinking, boy, there are superstars all around us. But Metz was the first guy who ventured up, poked me gently with his car keys, and decided that I was safe enough to approach up close. And then you gave me a guided tour around the station. And then I remember looking away at whatever and looked back at you, and you had vampire teeth stuck in your head and act like you were going to bite me on the neck. I thought, who is this wacko?
Yeah, I did have the... Those fangs. I had fangs.
Fangs, right.
I got them somewhere.
I thought, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and this great broadcasting legend is already inebriated. This can't be right.
Just wanted to make you... The only thing I didn't do was to hang by my heels and make you feel that you're home in a cave.
Matt, you know I love you best. Always have and always will. And it's not like you're leaving. You know, it's kind of bizarre for us to all be getting on and saying all these great things like we're toasting you, or like we're sending you off to the penitentiary or something.
Yeah, or even that, a mausoleum.
That'd be worse.
I'll be with the Tingly Boys in Rest Haven.
That's right. I just want to wish you well in your new pursuit, and you and I will be able to go out and pretend to smoke cigars. You know, it's not politically correct to smoke anymore, and there was a day when you and I would walk up and down the 4th Avenue Mall and puff on nasty cigars.
I miss them every day.
But you can't do that anymore, so we'll just feign smoking.
Listen, will I be welcome in your program now?
Oh, always. Well, you are on my program at 3:40 every day.
That's right.
But you're welcome at all times. Earlier today on my show, Milton came in, folks, or at least Randy Davidson doing a caricature of Milton. He came in and took down all of his pictures and left a thumbtack on the seat for McKelvin to sit on. The last thing he did was open the trap door to let out all the crabby guests he's had that he didn't like and had locked down in the basement. I won't name any names, but there were plenty of them, including Fabian, the pop singer. That's the only one I'm going to name. You were going to fight him one night, but he didn't show up.
I can't believe that I offered to... Well, I think I fenced with him by words.
Yeah, that's
true. Wanted to fight with me, I think.
That's true. I just wanted to wish you well. Max and Simon and I are just coming home from the movies. I think Max wants to tell you goodnight, too.
Okay, and I'll see you tomorrow, probably.
Good night.
Thank you, Max. Will I see you soon?
Yeah, I guess you will.
You bet, pal.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Say
Simon
good...
wants to say goodnight.
Who does? Simon?
What?
Hello, Simon.
Good night, man.
Thank you, honey. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, that's the whole
mind. We'll see you, buddy.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Good night.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Wasn't that nice? Terry Miners, a longtime friend and colleague here, and I have many good ones here. 571-8484, Litchfield, Kentucky. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Milton. How are you?
Pretty good.
My grandfather used to listen to you, and he always used to say that you guided people well with the way you used to talk on the radio in the late 50s, and he admired you a lot. He died a few years ago. And he always said that your radio program was one of the best on the station. It was one of the best ones.
Well, that's nice. I hope you listened occasionally too.
Oh, I do. I've gotten so adjusted to you for a few months on the show, and I think that yours is a lot better. And it's and what a lot of people say. I've heard that you. They say that you are a liberal talk show host, and I don't believe any in liberal or conservative. I believe yours is one of the best ones on the air, and beside Doug McKelvin and all that, I believe that you really don't take sides in anything.
Well, they're going to give me a chance to speak my mind a little bit. We'll see what happens.
Okay, I also want to ask you something about that article today in the paper.
Yes. The Tom Dorsey, it was a wonderful article he wrote about me.
It was. I was very surprised.
I think he's going to put another one in tomorrow. That's never happened that I ever got 2 days in a row.
Now, he used to work there, didn't he?
Yes, he used to be news director of Channel 11 when they were owned all by the same people.
Oh, so he when did he leave?
Oh, at least 15 years ago.
15 years?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I just wanted to say bye to you and how much I enjoyed you and... and everything, and I wish you well.
Thank you. I accept and I welcome those good wishes, and I'll do my best.
Okay, you keep doing it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Is my friend Tim Stivers here?
Hello, Mr. Milton.
How are you, Doctor?
I just wanted to wish you the very best, and I was hoping to get in there before Miners because I thought Miners was off in Florida milking alligators again, but I guess he's back.
He would do it, wouldn't he, if he could get a laugh?
Oh, he would. A brilliant, brilliant man. No question about it. I just want to wish you the best. We're up here in Indiana and just kind of holding on to the world. And
Oh, you're taking a little breather?
Yeah, a little breather. I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, that was nice, Tim. I've enjoyed all, and we did many programs dating back. Somebody just the other night called and said how much they enjoyed when you and Grady were on together.
Oh, God. Wasn't that wonderful? Wasn't that wonderful?
It was a good mix, I thought.
Grady was a thing of rare beauty.
Very good. Listen, I appreciate it, Tim. Thank you. I'll be seeing you and come to some of your shows.
I hope so.
Yeah, you can count on it.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Tim Stivers. Very nice. We're making night moves starting Monday. The new Doug McKelvin Show premieres starting at 9 on this space, and you want to be here and listen to him on 84 WHAS. Another thing you'll want to do is, if you're interested in great barbecue accessories and barbecue grills, you'll pay attention to this commercial from Anson Gas Grill in Eastgate Center on Shelbyville Road in Middletown. Anson has all the last-minute items, you know, barbecue accessories, Maker's Mark gourmet sauce, hickory mesquite, and apple wood chips. America's best is carried by Anson, Duquesne Gas Grills. I can't tell you that too often. You can get a Duquesne gas grill, and it's the best made in America, bar none. Assembled, delivered, and set up with a fill tank for only $349. I say only, but when you think of all the years that you can use it, the cost per year is just pennies. They have a cleaning and tune-up special. Anson's will come to your home, clean all the burners and grids in your grill, adjust the flame, replace the lava rock, and safety inspect the grill, all for only $49.95. You can take your cylinders to be filled at Anson Gas for a fast refill in minutes, plus a safety inspection for only $8.50. They have everything out there for backyard and accessories for barbecue. Anson Gas Grill in Eastgate Center on Shelbyville Road in Middletown.
This weekend, four beautiful HFH residential communities are hosting an open house weekend. Come out and see why so many people have chosen an HFH community as their home. Visit one of these four communities. Glen Mary off Bardstown Road, just south of Fern Creek. Glen Oaks off Brownsboro Road, Kentucky 22. Springhurst on Hurstbourne Parkway off Brownsboro Road. And The Landings off US 42 in Prospect. Homes will be open in all stages of construction. This will be your opportunity to meet the builders or their representatives to discuss floor plans, layouts, and to look at available lots. With interest rates at their lowest in years, now is the time to move up to the luxury of an HFH residential community. Make plans to visit Glen Mary, Glen Oaks, Springhurst, or The Landings this weekend, Saturday, July 17th, and Sunday, July 18th. Houses will be open from 1 to 5 p.m. each day. For more information, call 329-8900. HFH Open House Weekend, this Saturday and Sunday.
You can learn to fly at Kentucky Flying Service at Bowman Field. That's right. Take Wing. They offer a full range of pilot courses from private through commercial. If you've ever wanted to fly or thinking of becoming a pilot, you can take a 35-minute discovery flight with an instructor for only $25. You go whirling all over Louisville for only $25. A discovery flight certificate makes a wonderful gift for all occasions. Take three people on your discovery flight, too, for only $35. It's a great family outing. Flying lessons are surprisingly inexpensive at Kentucky Flying Service at Bowman Field. Spend an hour in a multi-engine simulator with an instructor for only $45. Improve your flying skills or get yourself current if you haven't flown in quite some time. They also have affordable charter service, too. If you need to get somewhere, Kentucky Flying Service can get you to any airport in America. Light cargo flights and rental aircraft are available. Kentucky Flying Service carries only quality Chevron aviation fuel, both Chevron's low-lead aviation gas and jet fuel. Call Kentucky Flying Service at 456-6340.
You and I get together on a hot summer night for some hot conversation. This is Joe Elliott. Join us Friday night at 9 o'clock. It's open line conversation. A lot going on and a lot to talk about. It's a town hall meeting of the air, and we're counting on your participation starting Friday night at 9 on 84 WHAS.
Let's go to Paris, Kentucky. Hello, Joy.
Hello. I just wanted to say thank you for the program you've had and the enjoyment you've given. It's just, I just look forward to it, and I'll miss you.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
But I'll try to catch you in the day. Now, what are the hours?
7:40 and 3:40 p.m., and then there'll be a monthly special, but we'll make a lot of noise about it.
Oh, I remember the night that the lady told about getting in that that double thing with the man, you know.
Revolving door.
Yes, that revolving door.
That's Rosa.
Thank you again.
Thank you, ma'am, very much.
Night.
Right. Butch, is this my old pal?
Hello, Milton. I was one of your original control room operators.
Butch Toon.
34 years ago. That's right, Butch Toon.
How are you, Butch? It's so nice to hear from you.
Fine, thank you, Milton.
You never called me in all that time.
Well, believe me, I've listened many times, and I thoroughly appreciated working with you. You were the easiest guy in the world to work with, and it was a real pleasure through the years.
You too. How are you getting along?
Just fine, thank you. I'd like to mention that the program that stands out most vividly in my memory was the evening of the 1974 tornado that hit Louisville.
Yeah.
And I think that you and Dick Gilbert did a most outstanding public service that evening.
I'll never forget that, Butch. What do you?
Yeah, that was...
We were on about 8 hours. I was on about 8 hours straight,
yes,
I think.
Yes,
it was extraordinary. What? So you're doing well?
Yes, I've been retired about 11 years now, and enjoying life, and... we're certainly going to miss you on the evening program, but I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Do you miss the business?
honestly, yeah. Not that much, no.
Okay. You always had a lot of interest, and you're a good friend. Thanks, Butch.
Thank you, Milton.
Good luck. That's none. Butch, too, one of the best technicians, operators we ever had here. Just terrific guy. Let's go to... Jeff, are you in Quincy?
Yes, sir.
Are you a subject to all those terrible floods?
Well, people around here are, but Quincy itself is up on the bluffs, 60 to 100 feet above the floods. Our water plant draws from the river, and if it got up to 40 feet, we'd have some problem. But we're probably okay. There's a bridge that people have to take, and it's the only one from Alton north of St. Louis all the way up to Muscatine that's still open. And on the Missouri side, they've got a big floodplain, and the bridge comes down. Well, they got two bridges. One's closed off, and they got sandbagged. The other's a new one.
It's still bad, right?
Well, yeah. What they're trying to do is keep the water from hitting that, because the approach to the bridge on the Missouri side, and they've lost farmland pretty much from the Iowa border down past Hannibal. And there's one section of 110,000 acres of farmland that's still open, and about 5,000 acres on either side of this bridge that they're trying to keep open. Some small towns have survived and some haven't. It's mostly an agricultural problem, and then all the people are trying to pitch in to save these things, but they weren't designed to stand such a high flood. They were more for 2 to 4 feet under that and not for such a long duration. But what I called up was to wish you best of luck and say we'll miss you. You brought a mature sense of balance to radio that some of these other people don't have, and you don't play those screening games that unless you call in, you wouldn't find out. You're polite but not dull. You have interesting and varied topics without ever being crude or rude. You're open-minded, but in those few cases where some people really want to go overboard on so-called facts, you call them to question, and you're concerned without getting hysterical. And I think you brought many constructive attributes to Clear Channel Radio, and some of the there are a few other stations that ought to take your example and try to equal or beat you. And I really miss you.
That's terrific. That means a lot. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck.
Bye.
Right. Cliff Coon, the psychiatrist and stand-up comic. Are you there, Cliff?
I sure am, Milton. How are you doing tonight?
What?
You holding up okay?
Yeah. You're playing a gig, as I told the folks, at the Funny Farm.
You bet. We're down here at the Funny Farm, and we want to try something. Now, I hope this works. I was just up on stage about 5 minutes ago, and we taped a greeting from everybody who's here, the audience and all, just to wish you well on this auspicious occasion.
From the Funny Farm in Mid-City?
Yep, and I'm going to run it right now. Let's hope it works, all right?
All right.
Here we go.
This is Clifford Coon, and I'm talking to you from the stage of the Funny Farm tonight, where we are in the midst of a show, and we're having a wonderful time, but we stopped the show to think about you and congratulate you on this final night of the Mets Here broadcast. From the Funny Farm, Milton, here it is.
Hello, Milton. Thank you for 34 years.
Congratulations, Milton, and good luck. Very much.
Milton, did it come through?
Oh, it was. It sounded like you had 500 people there.
Well, we had a great crowd. It was a sellout show tonight, and I hope it came through. We said, hello, Milton, thank you for 34 years, and every bit of that is heartfelt.
Well, Cliff, you have been with me for over a dozen years.
Oh,
and
you bet.
You're not going to get rid of me that easily.
Oh, no, and you're not going to get rid of me either.
How's the crowd taking to your material?
Oh, they're loving it. We're having a good run, and Kathy Buckley is just killing.
I heard Kathy was on with Terry today. They made a good team, I thought.
Yes.
Listen, I know you went to some trouble to record that and get all those people to do it, twisting their arms to wish
me
well.
Not at all. As soon as we suggested it, they wanted to do it.
Cliff, thank you very much.
Thank you, and have a good rest of the evening, and have a good long sleep, and then get back to work.
Right. Tell Tom Sobel I said hello.
Will do.
Thank you, Cliff.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's very nice. It's Clifford Coon, you know, who's really in real life a distinguished professor of psychiatry. My guest for lo these many years on worry and stress, and has helped many of us through many a difficult period out at the Funny Farm, where his other occupation is being a stand-up comic, and he got all those people to record a nice message for me. I'm Milton Metz. This is Grab Bag at 571-8484. We'll be here till 12 midnight. And let's take a look at the weather. WHS color radar weather from meteorologist Tuck Taylor says Louisville will be humid with scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows near 72. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs near 88. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. Saturday, partly sunny with scattered thunderstorms, highs on Saturday near 90. It's cloudy and 74. This is Milton Metz.
The best beaches. The best roller coaster. The best square dancing. From now until September 1st, the 1,900 Best Westerns in the U.S. and Canada want to know the best attraction in your area. You could win a Chevy Lumina or a free vacation with transportation provided by Continental Airlines and Avis Rental Car. For complete rules and mail-in entry, call 1-800-528-1234 or go to your local Best Western. No purchase necessary. You must be 18 or older. Void where prohibited.
The best in America. Radio Shack.
It's Radio Shack's hottest sale of the summer. Now through Sunday, get our lowest prices ever on selected items throughout the store. Like a 6-in-1 pre-programmed remote control, only $39.88. An upright cordless phone, now only $69.88. Plus, save 25% on all boom boxes in stock, including CD and cassette boom boxes. Hurry, don't miss the hot savings right now.
The best in America. Radio Shack.
Sale ends Sunday at participating stores and dealers.
84.
I'm David Orrick, and I make an 8-pound upright vacuum used in thousands of hotels worldwide. It's the only vacuum that automatically adjusts from the thickest carpet to hardwood floors. If you call the factory, 1-800-989-4200, you can try out my legendary hotel vac in your home absolutely free for 15 days with no obligation. If you don't love it, you don't keep it. For a free brochure, call 1-800-989-4200.
Two big things are happening at Cardinal Stadium this weekend. Friday, it's immediate care center night at the Redbirds, and we're giving away a big Redbird sports bag, courtesy of Immediate Care Center. The first 3,500 fans, 13 and older, will receive the sports bag. Please limit one per fan. Then on Saturday, Target and Pepsi present the Philly Fanatic. He's big. He's green. He's from another planet. And you can see him for just $1 with special discount tickets available only at Louisville area Target stores. Free jumbo sports bags on Friday from Immediate Care Center. The Philly Fanatic on Saturday with special $1 discount tickets available at Target. A really big weekend from the Louisville Redbirds. And don't forget, while at Cardinal Stadium, enjoy a Conn's hot dog, the official hot dog of the Louisville Redbirds. Conn's, simply made to taste good.
Milton Reds, a friend you can depend on. 84 WHAS.
We're in Louisville. This is Metz on Metz here on our last of 34 years of programming before I go to a new assignment next year, and we welcome your calls. Hello, Ann.
Hello, Milton.
Yes, ma'am.
I have been wanting to call ever since I realized that you are really leaving us these evenings and tell you just what you've meant to the lonely people. The mental health, the most wonderful therapy we could have had is to listen to you in the evenings. The gentleness of your voice and your understanding ways. You've helped so many people, and I just couldn't let this last night go by without calling and telling you what it has meant to me these last 10 years I've been a widow, and the loneliness that I expected I did not have because I had your wonderful voice. And I also wondered if you remembered Sister Mary Terracy.
Oh, yes.
She was a relative of mine, and I was thinking she's up there in heaven. Yeah. Looking down on you, you meant so much to her. She just loved you.
Well, Sister Mary Terracine was a friend to my son Perry and my wife Mimi, and knew them years ago, and I always admired her. I remember she had such a good sense of humor.
Yes.
I never heard of a nun playing Santa Claus until she brought me the picture of herself with a pillow under her habit and or under the Santa Claus that she played for the retired priest, I guess.
Yes. Well, that's one reason I called. I thought if Sister Mary Terracine was on this earth, she would be calling you and thanking you. But I don't think that I've heard anyone stress the point of the mental therapy you've been for all these lonely people. And I never realized until I became a widow and was so lonely. And then I found so many people that told me they listened to you and you... Well, you were the means of them having a good night's rest and being relaxed, and I just want you to just glory in that you have helped people mentally so much.
What a nice thing to tell me. Thank you.
As well as entertaining, and the best of luck, and I'll be listening anytime you're on.
Thank you very much, Ann.
Well.
How graceful of you to tell me that.
Well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, Steve. This is Metz.
I'm Milton.
Yes.
I've been listening to you for most of my life, listening to the previous caller and her saying 34 years. That's almost as long as I've been around.
That's pretty good. I'll never hurt you.
As long as I've spent several tours in the Navy and went all over the country, I always looked for HAS to bring me back home. And I always enjoyed listening to your programs, the sports programs that HAS carried, and so forth. As its grab bag, I've been very concerned over the past years. We've just been back in the area for 2 years, as HAS seems to be changing their flavor. And I realize you have big shoes to fill, but I haven't heard another talk show host anywhere in the country with your heart and sympathy and ability to be able to monitor conversation and make sure it always stays in a relatively positive direction.
Boy, you keep talking like that, I'm not going to leave.
I know Doug McKelvin tries hard, but he puts his opinions in sometimes too much.
Well, everybody has his own style. You know how that is. Thank you very much.
I feel HAS made a big mistake with Rush Limbaugh. But that's another story.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Is this Don Cockerham?
Yes, it is.
How are you, Dr. Cockerham?
Oh, just fine. How are you?
Well, you're a dear friend of mine, and I take it very kindly that you called me.
Well, listen, Milton, you know how I feel about you, and you know that I'm with you every step of the way, and I know you're going to do a good job in what you're doing, and glad you got a chance to sit back and enjoy, you know, some of your life, looking back on some of these good things you've already done.
Well, maybe they'll let me come back and do some more moral side panels.
Well, I'm going to suggest it strongly.
How are things at Zion Baptist?
Everything is going just fine at Zion.
You know, you and I have talked about life. I've always admired you. I rarely talk about religion on my program, as you know.
Right.
But I have always admired you because you have such a grasp of life that you don't live in the clouds. You know how poor people and ordinary people live and struggle. And I think, if you don't mind my saying so, that makes you a better minister.
I certainly agree with you 100%. You know, when you're going through terrible times, you wonder where there are any blessings in it. But once you've passed through them, you can always be an instrument of help to people who are going through it. You can tell them in the words of so many, this too shall pass. It just takes a lot of courage and willpower to make it through. But everybody can make it through if they can have the faith.
I also admire your taste in ties, Doc.
All right. Well, Milton, we're a mutual admiration society, and that I always admire your dress, too.
That's all right with me. I'll go anywhere with you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, Milton.
Reverend Don Cockerham, a terrific man, a member of the moral side of the news, and the pastor at Zion Baptist Church, and a terrific human being as well as a cleric. Well, it's coming up to 11 o'clock. And Beth Merrill is standing by with the news, weather, and sports. We'll take a little time out with a reminder that this is Grab Bag Night. I'm Milton Metz. I've been host on this program for 34 years. I'm going on to a new assignment next week, which will take me off the program at night, and that's a nice blessing for me and my family. I'll be off evenings. Doug McKelvin will be here, and I'll be doing commentaries daily on this station. And I'll also be doing a monthly special on a lot of my celebrity interviews, so we must stay in touch. But we'll be here for another hour. Don't go away. El Mezzo is with you.
This is Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station.
84 WHAS, Louisville.
News on the hour.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Beth Merrill, News Radio 84 WHAS. The Kentucky Supreme Court has ruled that life support may be removed from Martha Sue DeGrella. She has been in a coma for 10 years. In deciding the state's first right to die case, the court said that there was solid evidence that DeGrella did not want to continue life in a persistent vegetative state. Homer Parent is her court-appointed attorney.
I believe that the court has carried out the purpose that I had in mind when I filed this appeal, and that is to clarify the law and to let people know who might end up in the future in the unfortunate situation of Sue DeGrella, to let them know what their rights are, and hopefully to help everybody who might ever be in this unfortunate situation.
Parent would not say if he plans to pursue the case further. News Radio 84's John Asher has more on this landmark decision.
The Kentucky chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union says the High Court's decision in the DeGrella case sends a message to Kentuckians who do not want to be kept alive through life support when there is no hope of recovery. If people have strong feelings on the issue, says the ACLU's Mary Sheridan, they should let it be known.
They should do so in written documents, do so in verbal expressions. However, but they shouldn't just do nothing, because that's when this case would not be of any help at all.
The ACLU thinks this is likely the end of the DeGrella case in Kentucky, since the Supreme Court is likely to be asked to reconsider its decision, but highly unlikely to reverse itself. And since this case is decided on Kentucky common law, it cannot be taken to the U.S. Supreme Court unless it can be successfully argued that Martha Sue DeGrella's rights under federal law have been violated. John Asher, News Radio 84, WHAS.
A new study says that Louisville has had the fastest growing economy among the nation's 75 largest metropolitan areas during the first quarter of 1993. The study by the University of Louisville shows the Louisville area economy grew at an annual rate of 6.5% from the fourth quarter of 92 through the first quarter of 93.